this morning on Today's Money, are you ready for a fresh new start? That is the question posed in the latest issue of Money Magazine. Recently, it did a survey along with Salary.com that showed about 60% of people would love a different career. Among those people wanting a change, moms looking to get back into the workplace. So is it an impossible task? Well, not with the help of agencies like MomCorp. 34-year-old Allison O'Kelly from Atlanta, Georgia, is a wife, mother of two, and founder of MomCorp.
MomCorp is a staffing company for professionals.
Not just any professionals, but some of the hardest working women out there, moms.
We are very focused on finding out what are your specific needs. Can you work full-time but you don't want to work during the summer? Or can you only work 20 hours a week? Or can you only work within a 10-mile radius of a certain city? Those are things that we focus on.
The goal, to help parents enter back into the work world with flexible schedules or help moms make the switch from full-time to part-time.
We have 4,000 moms now in our database.
Here's how it works. Potential candidates submit their resumes online. Reps at MomCorp partner up with companies that can accommodate flexible hours. It doesn't cost the moms anything. The clients pay for placement.
There are a lot of those moms who stay at home because they feel that they need to, that they don't have any other options. When they have the options and they find out they're available, typically they're pretty excited about that opportunity.
Like 46-year-old Becky Young of Norcross, Georgia.
Becky is really interesting. She had been out of the workforce for 8 to 10 years. She has 4 children. She is a CPA. She was a controller at several companies. Fabulous resume. And she was trying to go back to work.
As a mom, after you get out of the business, people look at you differently. It's very demeaning, again, to have somebody say no so many times or just ignore you.
Thanks to MomCorp, Becky now works as a contract employee for an accounting firm in Atlanta.
My daily schedule is 9 to 2. It's added some quality to my life. And it made me feel like I'm contributing. And not that you don't contribute when you're an at-home mom. You contribute a ton. But it's more tangible.
Jean Chatsky is today's financial editor. Hey, Jean, good morning.
Good morning.
MomCorp. I like the sound of that, but what if you don't live in that area?
Well, MomCorp is actually growing so fast, they already have offices in, I think, something like 6 cities, but there are other agencies with names like OnRamp springing up to do the very same thing.
So just check in your local area. Wait, this survey we talked about in the introduction, Money Magazine talked to, what, 12,000 people?
Right.
60% of whom said we'd like to change careers. That means there's a lot of people in this country stuck doing something they don't want to do. Why don't they change? Is it uncertainty?
I think it's financial uncertainty. We're coming out of a time when it was difficult to get jobs. We're now in a time where it's a little bit easier. So if you're thinking you'd like to make a change, it's okay to go for it.
And you go on in the magazine. The magazine goes on to suggest some possible jobs or careers where there's demand right now, mm-hmm. and you might find work. For parents in particular getting back to work, you say the job of executive recruiter is a good one. Why?
Parents want hourly flexibility. They want to be able to do something challenging, but they want to make their own hours. You can interview people at any time. And in a job like this, the advancement is based on your performance, not on the clock.
How about the openings? 83,000 openings for executive recruiters.
Between now and the year 2014. When they looked at these careers, all of them, it was looking at the next 10 years.
But what about what experience do you need to do that job?
Well, you may need to go back for some retraining, but if you're already staying home with your kids, you've got a perfect time to do it.
Next job, you suggest nonprofit manager between now and 2014, 49,000 openings.
That's because the transition here is really pretty easy. A lot of parents who've stayed home are already volunteering. You want to see if you can convert that to an actual paying position.
And look at the opening salary there, $42,000 to about $72,000. Parents are not the only ones looking to get back into the work field. What about people who are 50 or older who want to change, what we call a second act?
Right. These people are basically saying, all right, we've put in our time. We want to do something that's a little more emotionally fulfilling. And for that person, you want to look at a job. One on our list is a patient representative. Anything in the field of healthcare is going to be particularly
hot. It's never
going
away.
Particularly now with the older boomers, it is so not going away. Patient representatives are those people who interface between the hospital or the doctor and the actual patient.
And by the way, 79% of people surveyed over 50 said, we want to do something that helps my community, which is a good example there. Public school teacher.
a lot of retraining is going on for older workers. There is a huge need. 500,000 public school teachers will be needed in the next 10 years, so there's a lot of communities training their own.
And when we talk about people over 50 changing careers, this is now the norm as opposed to the exception.
That's
very
right.
Few people stay with one line of work for their entire lives anymore.
Three is more the average. We know we have about 12 different jobs and three different careers over our lifespan. Because we're working so much longer, we're not slowing down and stopping at 55 or 65. We want to keep going.
Let me go through some of these other jobs quickly that you think are going to be hot jobs for the future. Product or brand manager, what exactly is that?
That is somebody who actually manages a product like Kleenex or a brand, and even people are brands these days. That's why there's so much additional need for them, but it can grow into a bigger marketing job. So if you have a mix of creative and math skills, this is a good fit.
All right, I'm going to be now on my business card, Today's Show host and product manager.
There you go,
like
and
that.
Brand.
Yeah, right, brand manager. Registered nurse, $55,000 to $68,000 salary.
And we need a million plus of these between the year now and 2014.
And real quick, what about people who want to start their own thing, go into business for themselves?
It is fine, but you've got to have a year's worth of money stashed away, because it's going to take you a good 8 months to know if this business is going to make it or not.
All right, good information, Jean. Thank you very much.
My
Jean,
pleasure.
By the way, said she'd become a bake.
A baker.
Baker.
You said, what would you do? I said, I'd bake.
We're back after your local news.